This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, doing things a little bit different this week, just for this week, here we go. Let's talk about a little bit of the latest happenings in the world of the gun culture with the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is one young Dan Zimmerman. Hello, sir.
This afternoon.
I'm good. I'm going through here, and I'm shocked at some of the articles here. Like, you're saying that there's a never-ending fallacy that disarmament makes us safer. I could have swore if there were no guns, there'd be no more bad things
happening. We're constantly told by all the smartest people that guns don't make you any safer, that they're more of a danger to you than they are... Then they provide any protection or any self-defense opportunity.
So is that not so?
No. In fact, that was our quote of the morning, and I pulled that from an old Thomas Sowell article from a few years ago. But it's evergreen, and it's always good to keep that kind of thing in mind, because he noted this back in 2016, and some things never change. We're hearing the same things today. In fact, The Atlantic's David Frum spent all kinds of time trying to convince his readers of exactly that same thing this past weekend.
He sure did. He sure did. I saw that stuff, old David. Now, David used to be a Republican president's speechwriter.
Correct. Yeah, I think he was for Bush 2, I believe.
Yeah. And so are we supposed to sit back and say, well, he's at the Atlantic, but he's David Frum, George W.'s speechwriter, so we can listen to what he's got to say and not worry about what he, you know, the totalitarian bent that he is imposing upon us.
Yeah. Mr. Frum is the denizen of the elite coastal media provinces and has no time or no regard at all for people who disagree with him. He thinks that gun owners just are blind believers in a lie. He calls guns a lie, and the fact that tens of thousands of people defend themselves with firearms every year.
Hey.
Make absolutely no, that makes no difference. So, in fact, he tries to cement his argument that Americans, right-thinking Americans, should give up their firearms with this. He says back in ancient Greece, civilization, progress towards civilization began when the Athenians stopped carrying arms inside the city and left that savage custom to the barbarians. So, in effect, what he's saying is all right-thinking Americans should give up their guns and just let the criminals out there carry them. And I suppose by extension, then just rely on police to protect us all. He doesn't mention the fact, of course, that we've been spent the whole year now, many cities defunding their police departments and letting criminals loose and not prosecuting huge sections of the criminal code in a lot of places. And Shazam, the violent crime rate in this country has skyrocketed in the last year. Who could have seen something like that coming? But it doesn't matter, because Frum just thinks that ordinary, responsible handgun owners should give up their guns because they give up their handguns because they make them less safe.
Of course, he doesn't take any time to give any evidence of that, right?
No, and what nobody ever seems to ask people like this is how many more robberies, rapes, murders, assaults are they willing to live with if all the people who they are suggesting give up their firearms? Because, as I said, there are tens of thousands of defensive, maybe even more, depending on who you talk to, defensive gun uses in this country every year. Those are all crimes prevented, avoided, stopped. Well, if these people are disarmed, most of those crimes are going to happen, and maybe even more, because criminals are going to be emboldened by the fact that their targets are less likely to be armed. So how many more of these violent crimes are these people willing to live with in order to achieve their utopian ideal of having a disarmed populace?
You know, I was subbing the other day at a local radio station. I had a guy call in, and he wanted to talk about guns in America. And he wanted to talk about compared to our European counterparts. And I brought up the incidence of violent crime per 100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to talk about that. He didn't want, and he said, that doesn't matter. I said, so are you telling me that if I'm in Britain and I cave somebody's head in with a brick and kill them, then that poor dead person has somehow achieved the moral high ground because they did not die due to being shot? Is that criminal that just killed, that murderer just killed this person with a brick, are they any less of a killer because they did not use a firearm?
I think David Frum would think that the killer used the brick is somehow more virtuous than when he uses a gun.
The other question I asked him is, they don't have a gun. Do you consider them to be unarmed? Because, you know, a lot of people, if they don't have a gun, they're unarmed. They can have an axe handle, a knife, a jagged glass. They can weigh, you know, 300 pounds and be nothing but look like a linebacker. And they're unarmed. So
yeah, exactly.
Exactly. These guys just kill me. They just kill me. They don't live in the real world, do they?
No, they don't, and they don't really give a damn about people who do, because they find those people distasteful, and the fact that they choose to own firearms and protect themselves and their homes with them is even more disgusting.
Right. Oh well, I don't mind being one of the great unwashed.
Neither do I.
I don't mind that at all. I don't mind that at all. And you dress better than I did, too. I mean, you don't look unwashed. You look, Dan, respectable.
I do what I can.
Yeah. Dan always looks respectable. Nothing like seeing, I'm not going to go into that. Do you remember the dinner we had? Was it in Indianapolis when all the yelling started and you were just sort of looking at me like, hey, man, you gave me your seat, you turncoat.
I remember.
Anyway, Dan is very respectable. You can find out how respectable he is by go look at his work. And you can do that at thetruthaboutguns.com. They're very prolific. There's every day, day to day, 10, 15 new articles covering the entire gamut of the gun culture. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and I've been very curious about this little topic, and you had a very good article about it. The Second Amendment sanctuary.
Yeah. There's a lot of confusion about that, and there's a fair amount of controversy, too. Because over the last couple of years, hundreds of counties and a lot of entire states have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. And what that means differs a little bit from place to place. But what it generally means in most places is that local law enforcement will not cooperate with federal officers in enforcing federal gun control laws.
Right.
And this is in response, of course, to the Biden administration's anti-gun policies and the things that they're trying to put in place even now with proposed rules in the ATF, and who knows what might happen if somebody like David Chipman is ever confirmed as director of the ATF.
That's already gone away, hasn't it?
They have gone radio silent for at least 3 weeks on that. And, you know, to be honest, with all the other bad news that the administration's been dealing with, I kind of expected on a Friday afternoon for them to announce that they were dumping that nomination, because
right.
It seems to be DOA. There doesn't seem to be any prospect of that happening. Last Friday, as the whole Afghanistan thing was blowing up and the administration was taking flak from all sides anyway, that would have been an ideal time politically to have that, make that announcement and have it fly under the radar not attract any more attention than it would otherwise do. But they haven't done that yet. And it's either through ignorance and inattention, or maybe they still think somehow that they're going to squeeze that nomination through. It seems pretty unlikely to me, but I don't know. There are three or four names in the Senate that have been thrown around Democrats who they say they cannot count on and will not vote for Chipman. And all the Republicans need is one, because every Republican that I'm aware of has said that they will oppose the nomination. So we shall see.
Now, the only thing that I see where there might be an issue with the Second Amendment sanctuary state, or county for that example, I could see where that would have an impact on if they decided to confiscate guns or ban guns.
Mm-hmm.
But how would this work with gun shops that are all federal firearms licensees? They're still, is there another fallback to where if they're not federal firearms licensees that they would be allowed to be, or that wouldn't that be sort of a catch 22 for them?
Again, these laws differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. But what we're normally typically talking about here is confiscation situations. You know, if they do outlaw pistol stabilizing braces, you know, and they decide to issue a warrant for somebody who has one, then if you're in a Second Amendment sanctuary county or state, you know, the state is not going to use any of its resources or manpower to help the ATF execute that search warrant or arrest warrant, that type of thing. Now, there are some states, Missouri comes immediately to mind, where if a local or state agent, cop, Leo, does help a a federal officer do that, they're actually subject to prosecution. And that is, that's taking the sanctuary laws farther than it, than they've been taken in most places. That, of course, hasn't happened yet. Once it does happen, that's going to bring about all kinds of court challenges, no doubt, but we shall see.
Well, I guess if they need to be set up in the way that the immigration sanctuary states have been set up, because they withstood court scrutiny, right, up to this point?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Not everywhere, but yes.
But anyway, just my thought. That it's a fascinating subject. Because I think it should be a no-brainer. And simply because, you know, when you look at what the way certain states have done marijuana, certain states have done immigration, in a lot of ways, the federal government has simply stopped doing anything about it, haven't
they? Yeah. Yeah, they've just chosen not to uphold the law and enforce, for instance, immigration laws. I mean, we basically have an open border right now. And people are coming across in the tens of thousands every month, hundreds
right.
of thousands, actually.
Right.
And it's all because, you're right, the administration decided that's a law they don't want to enforce. So it's falling to, for instance, here in Texas, the governor has a whole lot of law enforcement agents along the border, trying to protect people who live down there, and he's talking about actually building a wall along
yep.
700 or 800 miles of our border.
Yep.
So whether that happens, we'll see. But a lot of people would love to see that something like that happen, and see a state decide to enforce laws that the federal government refuses to.
Well. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID is here to stay. That comment comes from global health officials as coronavirus is mutating and the possibility of eradicating the virus seems less likely. The WHO's Health Emergencies Program Executive Director saying he thinks the virus isn't going anywhere and will evolve like influenza pandemic viruses. 1 week after Hurricane Ida battered New York and New Jersey, President Biden on Tuesday is visiting the two states to survey the damage. The devastating storm left at least 50 dead in the Northeast and caused historic flooding in the region. During the president's visit, hecklers started hurling insults at the commander-in-chief. More news online at USAradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is reacting to the deadly murder of four people inside a Central Florida home over the Labor Day weekend. DeSantis saying it's an example of why police need to be supported.
This is an outrageous crime. This guy was totally off his rocker and needs to have the full weight of the law brought down.
Brian Riley, a former Marine who served in Afghanistan and Iraq, is accused of killing four and wounding an 11-year-old girl early Sunday morning. Riley was wounded twice in an exchange of gunfire with police before he surrendered. The first trial linked to the Varsity Blues college admission fraud scandal is set to begin this week in Boston. 46 of the 57 people charged in the massive cheating scandal have pleaded guilty, and one was pardoned by former President Trump. Jury selection begins tomorrow in a Boston federal court for two parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. He is the editor-in-chief there. And for Mr. Bach, how do you pronounce his name? Bach? What is it?
Bach.
For Mr. John Bach, we get this. The anti-violence activists got busted. Please tell me about this.
Yeah, this is something that they've been trying in Chicago for years. They've been trying to hire basically gang members as so-called violence interrupters.
Mm-hmm.
And basically paying gang members to convince their supposedly former fellow gang members not to shoot and kill each other. That doesn't always work out well, and it didn't work out well in Chicago recently, as three of these former gang members who had been charged with illegal gun possession were charged again with illegal gun possession, some after opening fire on other people. And as much as we love to poke fun at Chicago and point out what a shooting gallery that city is, they're hardly alone. We had another article recently, or quote of the day, regarding a similar program in San Francisco, where they are paying multiple offenders $300 a month to stop shooting people. They're not hiring. Yes, exactly. They're not hiring gang members, but they're saying, hey, if you're a criminal and you're a recidivist, we're going to pay you $300 a month if you promise not to shoot people. And these people know that the politician, see, this is what happens when you defund the police. The justification for defunding the police is to throw that money into other so-called community-based solutions to reducing crime. The strange thing is, these things never work. You have to actually enforce laws and get criminals off the street if you're going to reduce actual crime.
How does one vet a would-be assailant with a deadly weapon? How do you get out there, and how does somebody come up, hey, yeah, I heard that you guys are paying people not to shoot people. You know, I've been walking around. I got this gat right here. I got this record. I'm not even supposed to have this gun. And, you know, just the other day, I was like, you know, maybe I want to bust some caps. But, you know, if I had $300, how often do I get paid that? Is that a week? Is that per head? I mean, how much money are we talking about here?
That's,
I mean, how do they know who to go to? Huh?
That's $300 a month.
$300 a month.
$300 a month.
Wow, the lives in Chicago are pretty cheap to these people that are setting these prices, huh?
And the thing is, the people who advocate these programs know how, number one, ludicrous, and number two, unpopular they are. This is what someone named David Muhammad, who works for, he's the executive director of the National Institute for Criminal Justice Reform, said about this San Francisco program. He said, what we're talking about is saying we're going to invest in resources in this 25-year-old who has 8 previous arrests, who is on parole, who is a proud member of a neighborhood clique, and who is not even seeking services. Now, see, he won't call a spade here and say that this is a gang member. Instead, he's going to call a street gang a neighborhood clique. He goes on to say, it's just not a popular decision to make, and it may not be politically palatable, but that's what you have to do in order to reduce gun violence. So what he's saying is, you've got to pay these street gang members who, in this, he makes this one example of an 8-time loser, 8 previous arrests, is on parole, is a proud member of a street gang, of course. This, again, he calls it a neighborhood clique. And we just have to pay these people and hope it all works out for the best.
A boys' social club.
Yeah, it's just a community group that gets together on street corners every once in a while.
A basketball league without a court.
Yeah, and who also happens to be involved in the drug trade and shooting each other and,
listen,
and shooting rival gangs.
Shooting rival
neighborhood clique members.
So in other words, whoever's going out there, now who's actually administering this money? Where do these guys go to get their check?
You know, I don't know. I think that varies. I'm not sure in San Francisco who's actually doing that. In San Francisco, this program's called the Dream Keeper Fellowship. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. My guess is that the city of San Francisco is hiring some community group to administer this. So the community group is, of course, making money to do this. And, you know, they're probably paying them $600 per person, and $300 goes to the gang members, and $300 is kept for the fee for the community organization.
I was just wondering. So this means that somewhere in Chicago, they know where all the troublemakers are.
To a large extent, yes. I mean,
instead of going in there and take, now, do they have bail reform in Illinois? Is that what's going on?
I believe they do. Yes,
so they've just given up on arresting them, and now they're just going to pay them.
The city of Chicago has, for years, had a revolving door criminal justice system, the likes of which most cities have never even seen. People come in, they're arrested, they're arraigned, and they're out on low bail. No matter how many times they've been arrested, frequently the same day. It's just, it's ridiculous. There is no active program to try to keep these people off the streets. It doesn't matter how much of a recidivist you are. It doesn't matter how serious the crimes you are. There's almost nothing short of shooting a cop that you can do that's going to keep you in jail in the city of Chicago.
Well, see, I've known that they know where these guys are. They've known for a long time where these troublemakers are. But, I mean, I've also seen where the cops are in, like, verbal combat with Kim Fox. And, you know.
Correct. Exactly. Another prosecutor who won't prosecute.
A Soros prosecutor.
Yes. And they're assaulted all around the country.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that would be something you need to turn your writers towards, to talk about old George, huh? Or have you already done that?
We've done that many times. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, George Soros, he seems like the topic that just always is ready to give. You hang on for me, sir, and, you know, I'm pulling all of this off of the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. I have long used them as a resource. There was a time when this radio show started, and I didn't know where to go to look for this kind of topic, this kind of content. This is the only place I could find any. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's talk about this recall race. Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty heated. And if judging by the response and what's going on, in the media, it sounds like the Democrats are worried that Mr. Newsom may find himself out of a job pretty soon.
Well, you know, there's one thing. Should I be? Do you think it's naive for me to think there's just regular Democrats out there that think the way they used to? You know, back in the '60s, it looked to me. And, you know, you got to remember back in the 60s, I was probably, a very mature 5 or 6 years old. It looked to me like politicians were going in the same direction, but they just had a different way to get to the location.
Things certainly changed. I mean, we are unquestionably more polarized than we were back then.
No doubt about that.
But a lot is riding on this because it isn't just Newsom. People have looked at the Senate as well, and still in the Senate after all these years is Dianne Feinstein, and she ain't no spring chicken. And people are concerned that she might die, become unable to continue in office, and if Newsom loses his seat and somebody like Larry Elder is in that seat, he's not going to appoint a Democrat to take Feinstein's seat if something should happen to her. He's going to appoint a Republican, and that's one of the biggest things Democrats are worried about. And, of course, they won't talk about that. I've seen a couple of articles about it. And Feinstein, you know, some people have actually suggested that she should quit now and let Newsom appoint her replacement. She said, as if. I'm not going to do that. So there's all kinds of skullduggery and things going on here. Of course, we've seen articles already planted, some battle space preparation in the media, calling into question the vote. And this is by mainstream media types. So basically, they're laying the groundwork, saying that if Newsom should lose, there's going to be something wrong with the vote. Obviously, that could only be due to irregularities, voter fraud. Therefore, we must do something about that, and we must investigate, see what we can find. It's going to be quite the circus.
It ought to be very entertaining.
Yeah, it definitely will be. My guess is it's going to be close enough, like every other big election these days, it's going to be close enough that we may not know for days or weeks how this thing comes out, especially when it ends up in court.
How did we get to this point to where nowadays a iPhone has more computer power than the computers they used to get to the moon, but we can't figure out who won an election now like we used to in the same day?
Yeah, I have difficulty as well. I think there are a lot of people who have vested interests in us not being able to determine, before we even go to sleep at night on election day, who won. There are a lot of people who like it that way, very much so. I'd be all for going back to paper ballots and punch cards and the whole thing.
No mail-in ballots.
Yeah, no mail-in ballots. Let people vote a week, 10 days, 2 weeks in advance, but they got to do it on paper. And no mail-in unless you're in a hospital bed or something like that. There's too many opportunities. As you said, because technology has advanced so far and a lot of jurisdictions have embraced that in terms of their voting, there are a lot of opportunities for chicanery. And we've seen it. We're going to see it more and more the more that people get away from traditional voting methods. X's on paper, punching a card, hanging chads, the whole thing. And we are, again, we're a 50-50 nation. And it's interesting that even in a deep, deep blue state like California, somebody like Newsom is so unpopular that this will probably be a very close vote. That means a whole lot of Democrats are going to be more than happy to see the back of him.
I guess we're going to see. Part of me hopes that there's enough people that want to be free and are tired of all of this lockdown. I think in a lot of ways they sort of red-pilled, all of these blue states have sort of red-pilled their own population by pushing this, the edge of this envelope they've been pushing as hard as they've been going.
I think increasingly that is happening. And something that I just heard a news update during the last break that's going to might help this kind of thing. The World Health Organization just announced that COVID is not going away. It is going to be
luggage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to be just like the flu. It's going to mutate and come back every season, just like the flu always has. And we're just going to have to deal with it. And what that means is, we're not going to be able to lock down. Lockdowns don't work. They're not going to stop this. We've got examples of states and countries that have gone full lockdown, and their experience with it hasn't been any better than places that have had more open policies. So let's just learn to deal with it. And, people can get vaccinated or not as they choose. And hope for the best.
You know, I've been searching my memory, and I mean, even when I was in the military, this whole idea of being vaccinated was never pushed the way this particular one has been being pushed.
No, but of course you didn't have any choice in the military. I mean, you got whatever shots they're going to give you, no matter what. Correct.
Yeah, but I mean, right now in the military, if you don't take the shot, they've decided to mandate it, and if you don't take it, you got 30 days. You got 30 days to take it, or then you're out.
Right.
Well, I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know what else they give you. I mean, I'm sure they give you. I'm sure they give you a battery of all kinds of stuff. If you decide, you didn't want one of those other ones, same thing would happen, right?
Oh, when you're in the MEP station, you're going down you're going down a gauntlet of all kinds of people. A veritable gauntlet.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're a pincushion by the time you're finished with all that.
Oh, absolutely. It's quite the thing.
Yeah.
It's quite the thing. And I mean, that's why I took that after all of that stuff, and I never had any issues with any of it. That's why I took the vaccine as I took it this time. So
I did too.
In any event, before we run out of time, you can find that article as well as all kinds of articles, 10, 15 new articles a day by going to thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to 3 dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.